This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wednesday afternoon, you know who you haven't sat down with for a while and visited with? Our friend Alex Rich from Y98, who is with us in the studio. He's graced us with his presence.
And what a song. Is this? This one's for me, I guess. I mean, I'm not here to come out.
I don't know. Do you have news? I'm here to hang out
with the Mark Reardon Show.
I just want a little Diana Ross to come back in here. We were talking about this last week. Were you here last week, or maybe we were just doing this off the air? But you're going to go to Guns N' Roses, right?
I'm going to Guns N' Roses. Steve Butts invited me out, and I'm going to. This is actually, I'm embarrassed to say, my first Guns N' Roses.
Well, so he had sent. That's right. He had sent us both a text, invited us both. I have my kids in town next week. I just can't get away. But you were going to go. But I want to mention that we're broadcasting it here. Fox has the broadcast. We're going to air it here. 97.1 FM Talk next Wednesday night. Firefighters and police officers battling it out in the ring. Our coverage is sponsored by Golden Oak Lending and T.R. Hughes. And Alex, I have some tickets to give away this week. So if you're calling number three, we'll make it easy on John here, who's going to answer the call. 314-241-9797. We have a pair of tickets for you to go see Guns N' Roses at Enterprise Center next week. And it is going to be a sellout.
I'm excited.
Who
do we have our money on? Do we place bets? Do we think the firefighters, the police?
I'd like to check. I have an interest in this. I mean, I'm guessing with technology. I should have asked Greg Brown this yesterday, the chief of Eureka. Did they have a good website that has all the matchups and handicaps? But I do want to mention Chief Brown, because he came in here yesterday and they brought some Sarah's Bakery items. Sarah's is a restaurant in downtown Eureka. And
delicious.
Sue does not eat sugar. I love it when this happens.
I eat Sue's share of the sugar. It's hard to say.
Thank you for that, Fred.
But I didn't mention it last night. I wanted to. And then I got home last night because I took quite a bit of it home for my daughter and I. My wife was out of town. We ate most of it last night. But Sarah's is a little local-owned business in downtown Eureka that's been around since 2003. It's like 10 minutes away from my home. I've literally put a reminder on my calendar for next week, since I'm off, to go to Sarah's and have breakfast or something like that. But thank you so much, Chief Brown and Sarah's, because they had macarons and it was all like cakes.
Oh my God, delicious.
Was it good? It was so
little brownie
good.
Things were really good.
Yeah,
we need to check what's going on in the Reardon household, because I ran into Becky and Alexa the other day.
Yeah, you were wicked.
Well, and Alexa, Becky says, "Hey, ask Alexa what she had for dinner tonight," and I said, "Alexa, what'd you have for dinner?" She said, "A tub of ice cream."
Oh, geez.
Which is probably true, unfortunately.
That was her response, Mark.
Yeah. Well, it was lunch, because we were coming back. She was at deer camp with me in Howard County. And then sometimes I give up as a parent. I don't know if you do this, but I just cave in, because we get to the convenience store. Like, we're making one last stop before we get into St. Louis. And she's like, "Can I get a snack?" I'm like, "Wait, we have snacks in the car that we brought for you. But can I get a snack?" I'm like, "Whatever." So she brings this little... I don't know if it was Ben and Jerry's or something like that. It was like Hershey's brand ice cream, like a little pint or whatever. And that's what she had for lunch.
Well, she did.
Now, I polished off the rest of it last night. I'm going to tell you that, because I had it with the Sarah's.
She did also poke fun at you because, I said, "Where's Mark?" I said, "Why are you here, not Mark?" And she said, "Well, Alexa already got a deer this year. Mark hasn't, so Mark's kind of pissed off.
Well, I was a little bummed out. I was also tired. Yeah, I was.
All of this is accurate.
It is accurate.
I'm just giving the people what they need to know.
The mindset was this. I was very excited about seeing the movie. I really was. But then I didn't notice that it was 2 hours and 40 minutes, and I didn't get a lot of sleep over the weekend. I'm the victim here. I just want you to know that.
As usual.
And I was also looking at an opportunity to maybe sit on the couch during a Chiefs football game.
That sounds right.
And cede my responsibilities with my daughter to my wife.
Sure.
And here's what I'll say, though.
After feeding her ice cream.
Exactly. Yes. After being a bad parent.
Yes.
They came home, and Becky said, and I've done this with movies before, like the one movie that I remember first having this reaction to is Braveheart many years ago. I'm like, that movie blew me away. And that was a three-hour movie.
Yeah.
It blew me away so much, I was ready to see it again, and I did. I saw it 3 days after I saw it for the first time because I loved it so much. She said she could have seen Wicked right away.
It blows you away. It really does. I mean, I'm a fan of Wicked to begin with. Even I think for the people that have never seen Wicked or just people that appreciate good music. And what I will say is it takes the actual play and slows it down so that it's even easier to understand, which makes you obviously enjoy it that much more. But it's the way that they portray everything. The music's great. There's a couple of times throughout where you do get the chills.
So
just
let me back up a little bit, because we always kind of assume people know what this is. And I'm at deer camp with my friend and my hunting mentor, Kevin Yeager. And I say, hey, I'm going to have to ditch out early on Sunday. And, you know, we're all... Mark's good at this as well, but you know that's when you do all the work and you clean the deer and you,
oh,
you know.
Man.
So I'm really good at getting out of this anyway. I said we got to go see. You know, Lex and I have a screening of Wicked. He goes, "What's Wicked?" I'm like, "Okay, it's a play." His wife had seen it on Broadway, but I had to explain it to him. It's kind of a retelling of the Wizard of Oz story. Let's say it's a bit of a Wizard of Oz origin story from a unique perspective. And I always describe this as someone who's comfortable with seeing, as a man who is comfortable with seeing, you know, musicals as the musical that people don't think they like musicals would like, because it's so clever and it's so funny. Now, I would admit that more women probably would like it compared to men.
Sure.
But Sue, you've never seen it. I'm surprised.
Great. It really is great. I would say it's my favorite. It's absolutely my favorite musical of all time. And of course, our good friend, Steve Butts.
Well, Norbert, his brother, was in the original cast, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
So, you know. I will say this guy was not better than the original Fiero, but he was good.
Yeah, well, and Norbert got to see it a couple of weeks ago, and I know he was a big fan. Let's do this here this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know, Sue, I'm having Wiggins whip up a, you know how we have these little things like your intro there, and we have this is one of my favorites here. You ready for this one? I got to go.
It's time for insect news.
So I'm trying to do one for Doge. Don't you think we need one for Doge?
Oh, I see what
you mean. Like an update on the Department of Governmental Efficiency. So that's in the works right now. But there's nothing that's going to ever be better than the Sue's News intro. I'm just saying that.
Well, you're probably right about that. Good news at my house. The new washing machine has arrived. Thank you.
All right.
I can fill it all the way up to the top if I want. I've done four loads of laundry like a crazy person, and it's awesome.
Can you review the particulars for Alex and the audience that might have missed the discussion on the washing machine yesterday?
Alex, I hate my washing machine. I had purchased the lowest, cheapest version, and it just gave up the ghost. But it was still actually functioning, but it wasn't actually washing anything. But I kept putting it off, and finally I broke down. And we got a new washer today, and but I had to look high and low to not get one that is water efficient.
Yeah. Sue hates the environment, Alex. That's basically what she's telling me.
I don't hate the environment, but I want clean clothes. So
Sue's got a beef.
I've got a beef. It won't fill up high enough, and then then the lid locks, and you can't look in and add something. It makes me crazy.
I mean, maybe I'm, you know, kind of dumb to this, but I mean, wouldn't most people now have water efficient?
Yes,
more efficient.
They would.
You would think,
but there's the resistance, and that's Sue.
That's me. I'm
she represents
somebody's
got
to do it. I guess right.
Someone has to do it.
She's taking a stand.
I'm
Allison.
Not in California.
I'm proud of her.
I'm in Missouri. Thank you.
Well, we can waste as much water and anything else that we want to.
I don't
want to
waste
I don't think
it.
I've seen a whiter sweater in my life, Sue.
Thank you.
That's the whitest sweater I've ever seen. There's not a mark on it.
The thing is. It's just old school, not new school, but it does operate really super efficiently. Okay, my point.
She's also drying the clothes in the backyard.
Yeah,
on the clothes.
Well, yeah. Sure. That thing's,
blow on it
that
for
thing's,
a while.
It still probably jumps, doesn't it?
Yeah,
one of those
probably.
Jumpers?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's definitely
jumps.
A jumper.
It definitely jumps.
They figured it out. No jumping, but old school water.
Do you think your neighbors have noticed a decrease in their water supply?
You guys, it's so totally efficient. It just fills to the top. It's not a hog. It just fills man. To the top. All right, on this day in history, 15 years ago, The Blind Side was released with Sandra Bullock, Tim McGraw, Quentin Aaron, and Phil Collins' daughter, Lily Collins. It just seems like it was longer ago than 15 years to me.
You think
but maybe
longer?
Not.
It
yeah.
seems longer? I feel like uh-huh. it seems more, a little more recent than that, yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe and not. Maybe I'm getting...
It seems about right to me.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm gonna
right.
land right in the middle. I did like that movie quite a bit. You know, look, it was kind of one of those touchy-feely sports movies, but Sandra Bullock knocked it out of the park. And then there was yeah. weird stuff, of course, that happened a few years yeah. ago in the aftermath of that because that poor kid was convinced that those people who adopted him, you know, were not doing things in his interest, which was a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
But it was a great story. It was Hollywoodized, of course, yeah. but still a great story.
It was.
I think everything seems like 15 years ago to me.
Well,
if it happened 2 years ago, it seems like it was 15. If it happened 40 years ago. That was 15 years ago.
I understand. I totally get that. Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano boxing match.
Yeah,
the one that
girls.
You loved.
Yes.
Brought in 74 million viewers. And that makes it the most watched professional women's sporting event in U.S. history. Now, of course, it was right before Tyson and Paul, and that's probably why.
Yes.
But once they got the numbers, they made that official.
Wow, more than like a women's national
yeah.
soccer
yeah.
tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's kind of amazing.
It is.
And again, it was... I didn't see the whole undercard, but that was the fight of the night.
It was
the fight of the night, for sure.
Netflix, of course, is now being sued by a man who says the buffering issues during the Tyson-Jake Paul fight were legendary. A Florida man named Ronald Blue Denton is suing for breach of contract and other offenses and seeking unspecified damages. Here's the thing.
Well, they're going to make it a class
action. With him, and it's going to drive me nuts. No, but yeah.
I think it's going to be a class action suit, and then everyone who subscribes to Netflix will have the ability to get a refund of
5 cents.
Yeah,
something like
say,
that, yes.
Netflix, by the way, says 108 million people watched that fight. It's very interesting.
I think 107 million were on X complaining
probably.
About the lack of coverage.
Well, you guys you probably talked about it, but didn't they just say they're going to do a couple of football games? Or?
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Two.
Yeah.
One is the Steelers.
Hopefully they don't have the same issue.
I hope not.
Well, we're going to hope that they learn from their mistake, but... I don't know if I can do this on the radio. I'm going to try. Well, I don't think I'm going to get in trouble here,
okay.
but Dave Klein sent me a meme on Friday night, and it was Tyson. Again, I got to do this on the radio.
Sure.
But anyone, Elf, Netflix, freezing up. That was pretty good.
That's awful. Awful, but
funny,
accurate,
though.
Yes. Okay, this has music. Morgan Wallen's song, Lies, 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 is now number one on the Hot Country chart, which is his fifth number one this year, and that sets a record for the most ever in a calendar year. He broke the record held by Garth.
I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes.
I am a big Morgan Wallen fan. I really like him
now
a
is
lot.
That, is that set the record for just country or music overall?
Hot country.
Okay.
And the previous record was four number ones in a year. That was held by Garth and Luke Combs and Morgan. He had four number ones last year. But this is his first solo number one this year. The previous four were all, you know, collaborations.
And I'm right now on my music service, which is Tidal, and I'm adding this to one of my playlists because I was unfamiliar with this song.
Well, there
and
you
I
go.
I like it quite a bit already, so that's good.
All right.
He's got another one out there that's called Love Somebody, guys, that's new. But there you go. It's Lies, Lies, Lies.
Lies, lies, lies. I'm still fool for you. Nothing I would.
I would put, Alex, I don't know if you agree with this, but the double album that came out a couple years ago, it's called Dangerous, the double album, I think, was just fantastic. Every song was good.
Been,
and a lot
been
of
on a roll.
Hits. Yep, absolutely.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Alec Baldwin's movie Rust finally had its, well, will have its world premiere in Poland today.
I think it did already, yeah.
Yeah, it would have, right? 6 hours ahead.
Yep.
Helena Hutchins' mother refused to attend, and she says it's Alec Baldwin's fault. She said, Alec continues to increase my pain with his refusal to apologize to me and his refusal to take responsibility for her death. Instead, he seeks to unjustly profit from his killing of my daughter.
I don't know about the unjustly profit part, and maybe there is something to that. And I know that people hate Alec Baldwin, and I get it for the politics, but I have a hard time pinning the responsibility for this on him. Take Alec Baldwin out of the mix. Who do we like better than Alec Baldwin? Name an actor.
Anybody.
Right, same circumstance. Right. Same circumstances. Let's say it's Steve Carell. I don't know.
Right,
I just pulled that
Steve
one
Carell.
Out of my ass.
But
right?
Here's the thing, Mark. You're right, though. Finish
but
your
I mean, I don't think people would feel like that guy has to be held responsible when the armorer clearly was reckless, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was convicted. There were other issues on set. So the actor who's used to doing this, and, you know, I get that he said I didn't pull the trigger. I'm confused about some of that. But how would you ever expect a live bullet to be in a prop?
I get that. Mm-hmm. But I think what she's saying is she'd like to hear from him and say, I'm really sorry this happened.
And that's reasonable.
And I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the one of those situations where a lawyer... an agent, they're all saying, you can't give one inch because if you do that, this happens.
Yep,
so sometimes that gets managed.
Yeah, that's probably true, but I felt bad reading about that.
But there was a nice tribute by one of Helena's friends in Poland at the screening. I know it took place because I saw the video on X a short time ago. So people may actually be seeing the movie as we speak because intro'd it a while ago.
It blew up the internet, people trying to get tickets, and that's what she's also... I mean, that's just a terrible situation. Finally, in Susan News, we have today's random fact. Huh, okay. Planters Peanuts was founded in 1906, but the Mr. Peanut mascot didn't come along until 1916 when a 14-year-old schoolboy named Antonio Gentile submitted a drawing to a trademark contest. He got $5 for a prize for his winning sketch, which doesn't sound like much, which is about $150 bucks in today's money. So the founder of Planters also paid for Antonio and his four siblings to go to college.
Well, that's
good. Because he felt like he had to do something.
He deserved that more, because here's why. And I think people listening had the same experiences as maybe we did in the studio. You said Planters Peanut. Instantaneously, my brain went to an image of Mr. Peanut.
Yes.
Instantaneously.
Yes. Yep. And that's it for Sue's News.
That's a good one.
I like that,
Sue. Hey, Alex, on 198, did you guys talk about this mom who was arrested with the 10-year-old kid in Georgia?
I don't think we did yet.
You guys are way behind on stories. That's what I figured. But we're going to talk about that next right here.
Get more at 971talk.com.